你在第四章可以找到仇敌各式各样的诡计，嘲笑、侮辱、危险、威胁、伤害，各式各样的。
In chapter 4, you begin to see the attack of the enemy, mockery,
whatever.
Yeah.
So bad. 但是尼希米带领神的百姓用三件事情回应，我就简单讲一下。
But Nehemiah led the people of God to respond in these three ways.
他用更多的祷告。
More prayers.
用更警醒的态度。
More alertness in our attitude.
他们一面做工一面拿兵器。
They were laboring, repairing, yet they had the weapon in hand.
一手做工一手拿着兵器。
They were laboring on the one hand and had the weapon in the other.
他们连出去打水都带着兵器。
Even when they went well to fetch water, they carry weapon with them.
换句话说，在最平凡的生活里面，他们都在过征战的生活。
In other words, in the most ordinary of their days, they know they are in the midst of a spiritual warfare.
然后他们用更积极的行动。
And with a more proactive response.
你来威胁我，你来攻击我，那我就做得更认真给你看。
And if you come and to breathe threats on me, I will work even harder so you can see.
他们从清晨做到星宿出现。
And they will work from the morning until the sunset.
这是不给仇敌留地步。
As such that the enemy would not have any place, any ground among them.
最后52天之后，局面整个改变了。
And in 52 days, we see that the entire circumstance has been turned around.
弟兄姊妹，我现在就要问，那么今天尼希米在哪里？
Brothers, I want to ask this question. Where is today's Nehemiah?
虽然尼希米有这么多的优点。
Yes, Nehemiah has a lot of these qualities.
但是他如果留在苏珊 城中的话，对神的百姓没有任何的帮助。
But if he stayed in the palace of Susa, he would have no help to the people of God.
我还是要再重复，在一个很平凡的日子，一个很平凡的遭遇，一个被关在王宫默默无闻、没有人知道的尼希米。
I want to say this again. A person who is living his most ordinary days and the most ordinary of his life, someone who is in the palace and no one knew.
可能就是今天在座的你，在网络上的你。
Maybe it is you, someone who's watching online right now.
关键是我们对于神家的情形如何来回应。
The criticality is how do we respond to the house of God.
今天我们面对仇敌的攻击，一点不输尼希米的时代。
And I will tell you the attack under the house of God today, we do not fall, was not any less than the time of Nehemiah.
今天百姓遭大难、受凌辱的情形一点不输当初的百姓。
And these words that the people were in great distress and reproach is the same words that describe where we are today.
当主在这里说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以为我去呢？
And when the Lord says, "Who shall I send? Who will go for us?"
不光是对以利亚，以赛亚。
It was a cry not just for Isaiah.
不光是对尼希米。
It is not just for Nehemiah.
不光是对保罗。
It is not just for Paul.
不光是为历世历代神的仆人宣教士们。
It is not for all those missionaries who responded to God's call.
也是为着你，也是为着我。
But this outcry, this question is for you and is for me.
神还是一样的神。
It is the same God.
他的旨意没有改变。
His purpose, his will has never changed.
他的全能。他的同在没有改变。
His power, his presence, they have never changed.
当我们今天面对我们所处的时代的时候，
But yet when we face our challenges, our generation,
我们应该如何来回应？
How should we respond to him?
所以我再说，不是能不能的问题。
I want to say this again. It is not whether we have the ability or not.
而是愿不愿意的问题。
It all matters whether we are willing or not.
当我们愿意把自己奉献给神，
If we're willing to offer ourselves up to God,
我们一起来恢复这座城该有的见证和影响力。
All desire that this city would have its rightful testimony and rightful influence of the world.
神的城啊，有荣耀的事是值得你说。
Oh, the city of God, glorious things are spoken of thee.
这座城所以吸引我们。
The city draws us.
因为它是神的居所。
Because it's the dwelling place of God.
这一个见证，所以能够来激动我们。
This testimony can shake and move us.
因为它是关乎神的荣耀、神的见证。
Because it pertains to the witness and the testimony of God.
也是关乎在这个黑暗时代，许多人找不到盼望的人。
And it is also pertaining to all those who are searching for hope.
不管我们个人家庭或是我们所在的教会遭受了仇敌多少的破坏和羞辱
It doesn't matter whether individually our family, the church that we have come under so much attack of the enemy
希望我们今天都起来回应神对我们的负担
I pray that we will all rise up and respond to the call of God
我们把众人的力量一起加起来
And not only do we add up, sum up our strength
让这座城重新被建造起来
But oh Lord, that this city will once again be rebuilt
我们读到第六章的时候发现尼希米借着五十二天把仇敌给他们的威胁羞辱全部丢还给仇敌了
and we see in chapter 6 Nehemiah threw back all the shame all the rebuke that the enemy had on them
现在变成仇敌害怕仇敌愁眉不展
now all of a sudden the tide has turned the enemies are fearful
到了十二章他们献城的时候
Chapter 12, when they dedicated the temple of the city.
尼希米率领一队百姓，以斯拉率领一队百姓，他们到城上游行。
Ezra led the people, and they began to march on the city wall.
从前没有城墙。
There weren't walls before.
从前废壁残垣。
And it is completely ruined.
今天神家百姓站在上面，大声赞美神。
But yet now the people of God tread upon these walls and they cry out loud to praise God.
连妇人孩子的歌声都达到远处。
The women and the children, their songs reach to the farthest extent.
哦，弟兄姊妹，那真的是太过瘾的一个图画。
Brother and sister, how wonderful!
多么希望今天在疫情笼罩的世代里面。
How we pray that in our days of the pandemic.
在很多教会。被仇敌攻击破坏的里面
There's so many churches who are still under harm of the enemy, attack of the enemy.
包括我们自己也被仇敌破坏的
We see that even in our own lives, the enemy is bringing about attacks.
希望今天我们有更多的尼希米起来对神回应
Oh, how I pray there are more and more Nehemiah that will respond to this call today.